Pasei, we continue today in Simen Nun in the Shulchan Aruch, which again is on page 156 in Dirshim Mishneh Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kavo Lishnos Achar Parshas Atamid Perek Ezuhu Mekoman Ubraised Rabbi Yishmael. So after reciting, Chazal Institute, then after you recite the Parsha of the Karban Tam, the daily offering, so we recite the Perek of Mishnayis of Ezuhu Mekoman, which details all of the Karbanos and ultimately where they are offered, and the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael Omer, which is again the 13 exegetical principles through which the Torah is darshined. Why? Kedei sheyiska kol adam lilmod b'chol yom mikra, mishna u'gimara. This way, again, every single day a person has the ability and the opportunity to learn mishna, I should say mikra, the psukim. The psukim ultimately again represent the psukim of the Karban Tamid, mishna, which is the mishnais of Ezehu Mekoman, and Gemara, which ultimately again is the section of Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So because he says Shah Medrash ki Gemara, technically speaking, the Perek of Rabbi Yishmael Omer is not the Gemara, it's part of Medrash Halacha, but nevertheless Medrash Halacha has the same din as Gemara, says the Mishneh Berurah. Aleph Kavu. Kavu, Kavu, Yesh Makom Moshein Omer Ezu Makom Beis Ha'Ava Mesha Asra B'Talmud Torah Ve'in Zenachon Shekol Shehu Seder Hayom Ein Bo Mishum Talmud Torah La'Avel Kamoshin Ifsak B'Simin Tav Kof Nun Dalet Siv Dalet. So Mr. Burr just points something very interesting, which is that some do not recite the Perek of Ezuhu Makomon in a house of mourning, because since there is a restriction of learning on an Avel, therefore again, they suggest that this falls under that same prohibition. But the Mishneh Berurah says that is not true, and the reason why it's not true is because since the Perek of Ezehu Mekoman is a part of Tefillah, anything that's a part of davening ultimately again does not fall under the prohibition of Talmud Torah in a base Ovel. Next, in Sifka and Beis HaMedrash Kigimara, so I'll just read a few lines of this Mishneh Berurah. He says, "Ubachru bebrai sezu b'pnei she'tchilas Torahs Kohanim shirosh l'chol parshas HaKarbanos kavua etzal Karbanos." Interestingly enough, he says that why did they choose the Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael Omer, of ultimately, again, the 13 exegetical principles? Interestingly enough, because this is at the beginning of Toras Kohanim, which is the section of Medrash on Chumash Vayikra, right before the section of Karbanos. And since we've spent the entire first part of davening discussing Karbanos, first in the Parsha of Tamid and Ezu Makoman, therefore, when we're looking for a piece of Medrash, when looking for a piece of Gemara, so to speak, something that discusses the Mishnah, ultimately, again, we choose that section of Rabbi Yishmael Omer because it follows right before the section of Karbanos. Interestingly enough, he also brings down the idea that Bachru b'Mishnas Ezu Mekom Nekovo Achar Tam Chom Shum Shneamar u'b'chom Mokom Muktar Mugash L'Shmi v'chi b'chom Mokom Aktir Nemagishin Ela Ilu Tamidi Chacham Sheoskin B'Hilchos Avod B'chol Yom b'chom Mokom Sheheim Ma'ale Ani Aleim Kilu Aktir Nemagishin L'Shmi. It's interesting enough because since Tamidi Chachamim also who engage in Talmud Torah, they learn about the sections of Karbanos. It's as if they have offered the Karbanos, and therefore, since the principles of Rabbi Yishmael are absolutely necessary and indispensable for Talmud study, therefore, again, we go ahead and we recite this section. Furthermore, in the Mishnah verses, the Od Mipnei Shebeperek Ze Ein Bo Machlokes VuMishna Berura LeMoshe MiSinai. So this is what's quite amazing. He also says that what's unique about this section of Rabbi Shmuel Omer is there's no machlokes. It isn't that beautiful. There is no one who disputes these rulings. These are the 13 principles, and because there is no machlokes, therefore that's one of the other reasons why we want to include it ultimately again in this section over here. So he goes on and he says the following. Let's take a look now at Simen Nun Aleph. Dinei Tfila min Baruch Sha'amar ad Yishtabach. So the laws of Tfila from Baruch Sha'amar until Yishtabach Psukei Dezimra. So Halacha Aleph. Omrim Baruch Sha'amar Kodem Psukei Dezimra V'Yishtabach L'Acharem. Excuse me. So we recite Baruch Sha'amar before starting Psukei Dezimra. That's the opening bracha. And Yishtabach is the concluding bracha. Writes the Mishneh Berurah. Baruch Sha'amar Shevach Zeh Tiknua Anshei Knesses HaGedola Ayidei Piska Denafal Min Shemaya. So this is actually quite amazing. So this tefillah was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the men of the Great Assembly, and they based this tefillah on a petek, on literally a piece of paper that fell with this prayer from the heavens. Umatsua Kosobo. And they found literally the tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar written on this piece of paper that fell from the heavens. V'yeshbo pei zayin tevos. V'simanu rosha kesem pas. Rotzaloma rosha tefillah shehu bracha shal pei zayin tevos. It has 87 words corresponding to the pasuk that says Rosho Kesem Paz. Literally, so the way Darshan that pasuk is Rosho, the beginning of Tefillah, is a bracha, is a Kesem, ultimately again, that is Paz, 87 words. Alkein, Ein Ligro Avala Hosef Al Pei Zayin Tevos. Therefore, again, we do not in any way add or subtract to the 87 words of Baruch Shamar. V'nachra La'omro Mu'umat V'afilo Bi'chidi. One should say this Tefillah standing up, even if one is alone. V'ochei Shtei Tzitzio Shalafana B'Shas Amiras Baruch Shamar U'la'acher Baruch Shamay Nashkim. And one should hold the front two tzitzis when reciting Baruch Shamar and should kiss them when one concludes Baruch Shamar. He says, Befe Amo B'Segol Batish Bachos Bechirik. Furthermore, again, it's not Befi Amo, but rather it's Befe Amo with a segel, and Batish Bachos with a chirik. Okay, just textual pieces. But again, what's amazing about this halacha is, first of all, Anshekin Eses Hagdola apparently is a tefillah that itself came down from Shamayim, which is quite dramatic, quite beautiful, quite amazing. Again, Rosh Hashanah and Paz, 87 words, and therefore we do not add or subtract the Baruch Shamar. Halacha Beis. Im Siyem Baruch Shamar Kodem Shesiyem HaChazen Ona Achar Avamin. If one concludes his bracha of Baruch Shamar before the Chazen concludes, you're able to answer Amin to the Chazen. Bracha, writes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beizim Siyem, Avalim lo Siyem lo Ya'an the Amin. Upashat the Davka Misha Shehischel Baruch Ato Hashem, the Metchila Shivcha Ba'almahu. So, interestingly enough, however, if you did not yet finish your Bracha, meaning you started saying Baruch Ato Hashem and the Chazan finished a few moments before you, you do not interrupt your Bracha to answer Amin. However, if you are in the earlier part of the bracha, you would be permitted to go ahead and answer Amin in the midst of Baruch Sha'amar. V'chol dafka le'inyin Amin shal Baruch Sha'amar shal yishtabach. Aval shar Amin masik hamagin Avram b'sif katan gimel. D'motro la'anos afilu be'emtza birchas Baruch Sha'amar al yishtabach. Kevan shalo huskara bracha zu b'gimara. See, interestingly enough, this is only talking about the bracha, the answering Amin for Baruch Sha'amar itself. But other Amins, you would be permitted to answer mid-bracha as well. He goes on, he says, Achim hu omitacha achar tevas baruch ato Hashem, kodim shesim melech mulava tishpachos, kasava chai adam asra lo lanos, tebazem mekalkal gamrei sabracha. But obviously, if one goes ahead and one finds themselves, one has started the concluding bracha, baruch shamar, baruch ato Hashem, then of course one does not answer amen under any of those circumstances. So the Mishnah Berurah again over here is explaining that essentially the halacha comes down to really being the same in all of these cases, which is that if you're in the midst of Baruch Sha'amar, you're permitted to answer Amin to Baruch Sha'amar and any other bracha. But once you've begun the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, meaning the concluding bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, you may not answer Amin to any bracha. Gimel HaChazen, Avalim Siyem HaChazen Bevasachas Lo Ya'ane Amin, Dinire Ka'one Amin Achar Berchosov, Tekaimelon, the Hari Zemeguna, V'huadin v'chala brachos adin kein. Levad yishtabach o yahaleluka achar halel. So, I'm sorry, before we get to this. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, if you conclude your bracha of Baruch Shamar together with the Chazan, you would not answer Amen either. And the reason for that is, because again, it looks like you're answering Amen after your own bracha, and answering Amen after your own bracha is something that does not look nice. Therefore, again, if one can, and by the way, this is not true, says the Mishnah, this is not only true when it comes to mezuzah, I'm sorry, this is not only true when it comes to Baruch Sha'amar, but rather, again, it's true with all brachos, that if you go ahead and you conclude any bracha with the Chazan, you do not go ahead and recite Amen or answer Amen to that bracha, because it has the appearance as if you're answering Amen to your own bracha, with the exception of Levad v'yishtabach, O Yehaleluka, Achar Halel, O Achar Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad, Im Siyem B'Shave Mashat, O Im Adam Achar Ona Amen, Toha Harbe Poskim Sfir Lehu Debazeh Ona Afilu Achar Birchas Atzmo. It's interestingly enough, he says, with the exception of Yishtabach, or the Yehalelucha Achar Halel, or after Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad. Now the common denominator in all of these particular cases is that these are all concluding brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah here is quoting an opinion that says that some hold that after a concluding bracha, you are permitted to go ahead and answer Amen to your own bracha as well. However, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afta anan lo nihigan hachi, kimo shekasa b'simen reish tesvav. Now the truth is, we don't pask in this way, and we don't answer Amen even after our own concluding brachos. Mikomokom b'chiai gav navada yishlis lismoch alzeh. But again, if it turned out that one answered Amen to their own bracha, then l'maisa, again, it's not neguna, meaning, again, l'chatchila we never answer Amen at all after our own brachos, even if it's a concluding bracha. But if someone ended up going ahead and answering Amen to their own concluding bracha, then Halacha Lemaisa says in the Mishnah Berurah, just know there's whom to rely upon. He goes on, he says, Vim siyem hu bracha achos, eiza bracha shetiya, vashat bracha acheres mutra la'ano samin. Now this is quite interesting. However, if I finished a bracha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibor, but we are concluding two separate brachos, in that circumstance, says the Mishnah Berurah, I would be permitted to answer amen to the chazin's bracha. Dalit acharav amen, velo have hefsek bin habracha lahadavar. So remember again, here the Mishnah Berurah is commenting. He says that if I finished my bracha prior to the chazan's bracha, I could answer amen. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that my answering amen, my answering amen after the chazan's bracha does not constitute a hefsek, an interruption in whatever it is that I am engaged in. Well, in this case, in psuke de zimra. The psuke de zimra shevachu, v'amen shevachu, uke'en zimra, v'lo havi hefsek. Because remember, the case over here that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, let's say I finished my bark shomer before the chazan's bark shomer. So he finishes, I want to answer amen. My answering amen does not constitute a hefsek. Why not? Because since the entire essence of Psuge de Zimra is Shevach, is praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amen is praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore my answering of Amen does not constitute a hefsek. Dim soch devarim v'telim dim bark shomer lahodu, efshar detarach l'achshor levarach mishum hefsek v'afilim ila achas havi hefsek. Mishnah Berurah calls the Prima Gadim and says the following, that in this circumstance, where if a person speaks about things unrelated to Psuki de Zimra between Bark Shamar and Psuki de Zimra. So remember, Bark Shamar is the opening bracha on Psuki de Zimra. If I interrupt between that bracha and the beginning of Psuki de Zimra with something that is extraneous, something that is not related to Psuki de Zimra, so the Prima Gadim literally says that's a hefsek, and I would have to make the bracha of Bark Shamar again. So the Mishnah Berurah says, once we're concerned about a hefsek, the truth is, it is better not to pause in silence between Bark Shamar and the start of Psuki de Zimra. Rather, one should go ahead and immediately after Bark Shamar, one should begin Psuki de Zimra. But Aloha Lamaisa, the answering of Amen, after one recited Baruch Sha'amar, even if it's before one started Psuke de Zimra, would not create the hefsek, because that Amen is in and of itself a form of Shevach, a form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But say we will stop over here for today. Emir Tzashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Sif Gimel. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.